First up today, it's football, and unless a minor miracle occurs, the Czech Republic won't be going to the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. The Czechs beat Poland 2-0 in Prague on Saturday night, with second-half goals from Tomáš Nedzid and Jaroslav Plašil. But a game taking place in Bratislava at the same time didn't go the Czech Republic's way. Slovenia beat the hosts Slovakia 2-0, making it all but certain that those two teams will top the group. The only hope the Czechs have now is if they beat Northern Ireland at home on Wednesday, and the Slovenes somehow fail to overcome the part-timers of San Marino, who last won a game 5 years ago, and that was against Liechtenstein. Ivan Hašek took over as Czech manager when World Cup qualification was already looking uncertain. He was asked what he'd said to his players after Saturday's game.
Of course, we thanked them for their performance and approach. Nobody was celebrating in the dressing room, but at the same time, they're pros. They fulfilled their duties for the national team with total dedication. As long as I've been here, I couldn't say anybody had worked less than we asked them to. Quite the opposite, and they also take a really responsible approach for the final game because they know the game is at home and they don't want to disappoint the fans.
Ivan Hašek appointed himself national coach in his role as head of the Czech Football Association. He's unlikely to stay on as manager for much longer and said he'll make his plans clear after the game against Northern Ireland. As for the players, Marek Jankulovski, who is 32 and has 77 caps, will pull on the Czech jersey for the last time on Wednesday. Moving on to a phenomenal story from the world of horse racing. On Sunday, the great Czech jockey Josef Vanja came first in the Velká Pardubická on Tiumen to make it a record 6 wins in the grueling steeplechase. Vanja is 57 years old next week and is said to be the oldest professional jump jockey in the world. Also a trainer, he had actually retired last year, but on Sunday he utilised his experience from 22 previous rides in the race to send Tiumen in front with only one obstacle, a hurdle, left to jump.
He isn't a top-class horse on the flat, but he really has great stamina. 16 was maybe a threat, but by then I was coming home. I didn't look round as I couldn't see any horse either on my left or right. With maybe 40 metres to go, I started to believe I could win the Velká Pardubická for the sixth time.
Tiumen was considered to be the weakest of 4 horses trained by Vanja, taking part in the 119th Velká Pardubická. And he said afterwards he was annoyed runner-up 16, another of his horses, hadn't come first for the 3rd year in a row. As for whether he himself will race again next year, the jockey, a national legend in the Czech Republic, wasn't saying. That's all the sport for today.